Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, listen, you can't have a seven-figure income on a five-figure lifestyle. If you're living broke, if you're doing all of your housekeeping and laundry and mowing the lawn and buying the cheapest peanut butter, flying in economy for like five-hour flights so you can save a few bucks, but you sacrifice an entire day of recovery upon arrival, or you're driving a beat-up car that's on its last legs, listen, all of these are contributing to your lack of abundance and sales. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and today I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge your pocketbook, all right? I'm going to challenge your mindset about money, because I'm going to show you that if you have some million-dollar experiences, that you can turn that into a mindset that puts money in the bank. Now, one more thing that you can do to put money in the bank is come to the Perfect Life Retreat. That's my big event that I have amazing speakers at every year, including Jason Capital. He's going to show you how to speak your way to money. We're going to have Bedros Koulian. We're going to have Sharon Srivatsa, who built a $3.5 billion real estate company. So we're talking about some people that have made some money and are going to help you do it too. So make sure you go to perfectliferetreat.com and get your 2-for-1 ticket. It's going to be in San Diego. You're going to be experiencing time with amazing entrepreneurs who are going to lift your money mindset. Now, let's switch back to what we talked about at the start of the show. Several of my clients are making a lot of these money mistakes. And so they recently came to one of my events and they arrived exhausted and hungry. So instead of taking the direct flight, they took the flight with stopovers. And that costs you so much time. And then they lost the first day to fatigue. They were so tired. And then I heard from them after, and they ended up sick and run down when they got home. And all for what? So they saved $50 on airfare? Like, if that's the way that you're living, it's time to stop living broke. Because if you're living broke, if you are living broke, then you are going to be hurting your income earning opportunities. So listen, if you want to sell high ticket items to the affluent, even if you want to sell personal training to the affluent, even if you don't want to sell to the affluent, but you want to sell better, then you need to know what it's like to live affluently, even if it's just for a few hours. So my friend Barry Dunlop once gave me a book called The Trick to Money is Having Some. The Trick to Money is Having Some. And the author is a wild guy named Stuart Wild. And he explains that money is really a form of energy and that the difference between having it and not having it is sometimes just a small but subtle shift in consciousness. So again, if you're repelling money with your activities, with your clothing, with all of that sort of stuff, your behaviors, your habits, your appearance, and you're hurting yourself and leaving yourself fatigued and you're grinding and you're wondering why isn't the money coming in, it's probably because you're not playing big enough. So I'm going to give you 10 ways to experience a seven-figure lifestyle and leave the five-figure handcuffs behind. And it doesn't even matter if you're only making five figures right now. Just this change in mindset is going to be huge for you. All right, so we're going to walk through these and we're going to talk to some of the most successful people in the world and get their quotes and comments that we found on the internet that will support all 10 of these points. So number one, the number one seven-figure lifestyle experience to have if you want to get rid of the five-figure income is to invest in yourself. So we go to my friend Grant Cardone. He said, when I was 25, I spent my last $3,000 on an audio program. And I can honestly say the investment and commitment to go all in are the reasons for my success today. Now, it's funny. I was just telling this story to my business partner, Matt Smith, yesterday when we were doing a big hike in Denver. We were talking about how really, we need to change our identities if we want to become the people that we want to become, if we want to achieve what we want to achieve. And it's not about doing sometimes, it's about being the person. Jim Rohn has this great quote, don't become a millionaire just for the money. Become a millionaire for the person that you must become to become a millionaire. Think about that for a second. If you had $1 million and you earned it, wouldn't you be a different, better person than the person who only has, you know, $100 in the bank account? Of course. Of course. And so we really need to get you to become the person you need to be. You have to live the identity and change your identity to a person that adds value, that does so much for the world. And I recently bought a program for one of my business partners who owns one of the gyms with me. And he was struggling. He was stuck and he was struggling. And I said, you know what? I'm going to buy this program. And he went through this program and he was getting really hyped up from it. And he started doing all this stuff. And the funny thing is that the program isn't working as well as we had hoped, but all the other areas in his life have elevated. He's a better father. He's better with his giving time to his wife, but he's also better in sales with stuff that we didn't learn from the program. Stuff that he was doing for years and years and years. Now he's finally running through a wall and will not be stopped. And it was just that mindset shift, like, hey, Craig invested in me and I learned this program and this program is supposed to make you money. So now I'm the type of person who can make money and I can go and do the basic sales stuff so much better. It's amazing. And so Grant Cardone said that before he invested that $3,000, he was addicted to drugs and obsessed with all the wrong things. And then he made that one single investment in himself that changed the course of his life. Grant carries on. He says, if you have a little bit of money, the only big play you can make is to invest in yourself, right? I get all these people saying, oh, you know, I want to become a real estate investor. I want to get passive income. I go, why don't we get some active income first? Like, you're so far ahead of yourself and you're frustrated that you can't buy a rental property. Well, listen, we got to increase your income right now. And you can't take the $1,000 that you have sitting around and go buy a rental property, but you can put that $1,000 into you today. That's what you need to do. That's why we're having events like the Perfect Life Retreat that don't cost $25,000 like my mastermind. You can come for just a few hundred dollars. You can bring a friend for free and it's going to change your life. Okay, so invest in yourself. And then Cardone says, spend your money on developing new skills, gaining knowledge, and making powerful connections. You can never lose when you invest in yourself. Now, the second thing on our list is to donate an uncomfortable amount of money. So let's say you regularly make $50 donations, which is great. And whatever charity you're donating to, whether it's charity for children or pets or helping fight hunger or homelessness, well, imagine you went, you know what, I'm going to donate $500. Oh, that's going to be tough if you're only doing 50 right now, 10xing your donations. But there's a great quote that I learned from Dan Kennedy, and it's not a Dan Kennedy quote. It's actually from this guy named Dr. Edward Kramer, who said, the hole you give through is the hole you receive through. And what that means is if you're just giving out $50 donations, you probably won't have massive amounts of money coming in. But if you're the type of person who can see abundantly, like, hey, I'm going to go and give to the world. And if I go and add value to the world as well, the world will give money back to me. And that's a common theme at my workshops, is that people are just, you know, donating a little bit here or there, and they're putting it off. They're putting it off. They're saying, someday I'm going to start a charity or a foundation for XYZ, ABC, whatever it is. And I say, why wait? Why not find a charity that exists now and start donating an uncomfortable amount of money to them? Right? Don't just say things like, oh, I'm going to start a charity one day because it sounds good. Instead, go give an uncomfortable amount of money right now, and it will change your life. You know, in the past 5 years, I've spent over $100,000 during our Toys for Tots drives, and I've given $20,000 to Shriners Hospital. But I'll tell you what, scarcity-minded Craig, the little guy who grew up on the farm with no money and patches on his pants, he doesn't want to pull that credit card out when it's time to make the donation. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just buy a little bit less this year. No one will notice. Well, you know what? I notice. And when I notice, then all of a sudden the money stops flowing to me. So fortunately, rational-minded Craig knows that making that donation will not hurt me one bit. I've got more money and I will always find a way to make more money. So if I go and donate money that's uncomfortable, now, you know, it's a little bit of fire under my butt, you know, because complacency is a killer. So making those donations has never stopped me from doing anything that I want, such as traveling the world. And this annual act of donating has only made me more generous in other areas of my life over time. And by becoming more generous, now people are like, oh, you got to go meet Craig. He's more generous. He's a real generous guy. And if I take a couple people out to dinner, they start sending me clients. Because they're like, you know, first of all, you get to spend time with them. But also they're like, man, if this is your attitude in terms of money, think about your his attitude in giving solutions and help to the world. So stop holding back and go out and give. Another one of my mentors, this guy named Yannick Silver, had this great quote. You cannot outgive the universe. You cannot outgive the universe. If you are truly out there giving value, both in knowledge and in money and energy and in love, it's all going to come back to you manyfold. It might seem scary, but it doesn't actually hurt and it only helps. Now, number three, we are going to push you to upgrade your work environment. Because listen, I know you have an old iPhone or an old iPad or an old laptop or a mic that doesn't work or a desk chair that is giving you back pain. Listen, it is time to upgrade. Stop being so darn cheap. You spend 3 or 4 or 6 hours in that desk chair every day and it's 20 years old and it's worn through and it was never even good for your back in the first place. You got to get rid of it. You're just going to hurt yourself. You're going to the chiropractor. You're wasting energy and money and time to fix your back when you could do so much better, okay? So listen, here's what I need to do. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to get the best option available, even if and especially if the price makes you cringe, okay? Okay? Do you promise me? Are you gonna go as soon as this podcast is done, and as soon as you get your tickets to Perfect Life Retreat, the next thing you're gonna do is you're gonna go to the Apple store, you're gonna go and to Best Buy, and you're gonna buy something and upgrade, okay? Promise me that? Yeah? Pretend I'm there, okay? Pretend I'm there coaching you through it. Now, I'm not saying get something you don't need, okay? Don't get a 4K television, because that's not something that's gonna make you money. But get the best of what you need so that you can work better, be more productive, and ultimately make more money. These upgrades are not an expense, they are an investment. All right, number four, treat yourself like a pro athlete. Yes, buy the expensive food. Invest in all the supplements you want. Book the massage, schedule the float tank. Treat yourself to a spa day. You're a high performance machine, okay? That's what you are in your mind. That's what you must be in your mind and in your body, because you deserve to be treated like a Formula One race car, like a fighter jet. You're not a crop duster. So if you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. If you put garbage in, you're going to have low energy, and low energy costs you money. Bad food makes you sick and costs you money. But the premium fuel in, delivers premium energy and contribution out and results, okay? So it's your choice. It's your choice, my friend. I want you to make the right one. Treat yourself like a pro athlete. Number five picks up right where we left off. Travel first class. You don't have to do it all the time, but do it some of the time, especially when it's somewhere important. Here's a statement I want you to think about, listen to twice. I personally, Craig Ballantyne, cannot afford to fly economy when I am going to a coaching meeting or to give a speech. And I'll say that again because I kind of flubbed it. I cannot afford to fly economy when I am going to a coaching meeting or to give a speech. If I am flying from Toronto to LA, that's a 5-hour flight. And if I sit in an economy and I'm going to fly to a mastermind and I get the cheapest flight, and it gets me in late and I have flown economy and, you know, I've been given a bottle of water and no food and, you know, I end up getting there late. The next day, my performance will suffer just to save a few $100s. And I'll lose a mastermind member who pays me $25,000, you know, if I didn't do my best job. So do not sacrifice on travel. You need to be that person. You know, when you board a plane, you say, man, that person's dressed up there in a suit and they're in first class and man, they look like they got it all together. Well, so can you. You can be sitting right beside them. You can be making business deals with people that you meet, sharing book ideas, learning. I've had some of the greatest conversations in business class from people who are 20 years older than me who can download their wisdom and knowledge to me. And it's smart, okay? So read that again or listen to that again, that I cannot afford to risk my performance to save a few bucks. Too often in my younger years, that's what I would do. And I would show up dehydrated and I'd get these vicious headaches. It's almost like some weird reverse jet lag or something. Like it wasn't from a long flight. I remember flying from Toronto to Denver just a couple years ago. And sometimes I do fly in economy because I'm like, 3 hours, man, why would I can survive 3 hours. And especially on the planes that go to from Toronto to Denver, they're just two seats across in economy and you get premium economy. But for some reason I got a bad spot. And maybe I think there was a huge delay in us taking off. So we sat on the runway for like an hour and a half. By the time I got to my hotel in Denver, I had a pounding headache and there was nothing I could do but sleep for 2 hours. And I wasn't fully prepared for my meetings the next day. So I wasted that time for what? For what? Better to spend the extra money. And I actually just flew back from Denver a couple hours ago and, you know, business class was actually not full. I could have upgraded. I could have taken the chance and upgraded. We were early. We arrived early. Everything was on time. But you know what? It's good to have that insurance policy, knowing that I can come back and crank out this high energy podcast. Had I sat in the back, maybe something would have went wrong. Maybe we would have had that delay and I would be bringing low energy to the podcast. And that would suck, right? So I'm not going to do that. So don't think about saving money on travel. Thinking about travel being investment to get you to where you need to get to in first class so that you can deliver first class performances in your job, in business meetings, whatever it is that you have to do. Number six, upgrade your wardrobe. Listen, life is not about fancy clothes. I am not a fancy clothes guy. I hate wearing the suits when we go on stage or when we used to do those old Empire podcasts with wearing the suits. And so today I literally own two pairs of jeans. I have six t-shirts. I have three hoodies and they're dark blue jeans. They're white t-shirts and they're black hoodies. And every time somebody gives me a t-shirt, I get rid of another t-shirt. I give it to, you know, Salvation Army or whatever it is. I just don't like stuff. I'm the opposite of a hoarder. And I think I might be like, you know, like an extreme hoarder. I'm an extreme opposite of a hoarder because, you know, I get rid of stuff when I get new stuff. But I do have those two custom suits and I wear them when I need to. And if it was up to me, I'd just wear that blue jeans and white t-shirt outfit. But sometimes you got to have the custom made suits. Now, like it or not, people's first impressions of you and their judgments about you still matter. And in some cases, that determines your ability to influence them to buy. You must look the part that people expect you to play. And, you know, I'll be honest, one of my friends, he doesn't really dress that well and he's really skinny. He's super wealthy, but he speaks at all these events and I bet people are very skeptical of him. Now, it's not cool or politically correct for us to judge a book by its cover, as the old saying goes. But that's what human beings do. We are wired for that. That's why stereotypes exist, to help protect us in the wild, okay? If you see a spotted giant feline walking towards you, your brain says, I think that's probably a tiger. You should be scared. And our brains are wired that when we see somebody dressed poorly, we think, that could possibly lead to an altercation I don't want to enjoy, so I'm going to step back. And there's nothing wrong with us because we make a judgment. It helps us because in most cases we're right, but sometimes we're not, but it's not our fault. The other person should simply dress a little nicer if they're going to speak on stage. That's the cold, hard truth. So listen, upgrade your wardrobe. Make sure that you're showing up. You don't have to go and wear a three-piece suit to a mastermind session, but you should look good. You should look good, okay? Don't show up all sloppy until they know and love and trust you, and then you can be a little more leisurely, but make sure that the first impression counts, okay? Number seven, this is definitely going out to my youngins here, my millennial, well, probably younger than millennial these days, but here is tip number seven, move out. If you got a roommate, move out. If your apartment is loud, if it lacks air conditioning, if it doesn't have in-home laundry, move out. If the water pressure is weak and you can't have a good shower and you're always upset about the water, move out. If the people downstairs are always cooking up funky foods and the house stinks all the time, like it did when I moved into this house and when I was 23, move out. Upgrade yourself. You are wasting countless hours and dollars because of the negative energy around your location spent on these annoyances. And your workspace and your bedroom is an investment in yourself, okay? A good bed, a good mattress, cool, dark, quiet. If you're not able to sleep through the night because it's loud and everybody's party rocking beside you, well, what are you sacrificing in terms of your earning ability and your performance in your career? Stop stepping over dollars to pick up dimes, okay? Do you understand what that means? Like right now, people are stepping over dollars to pick up dimes when they fly economy. Oh, I'll save a few dimes here, but I'm going to sacrifice the dollars at the event. I'm going to save a few dimes by living in this rundown apartment where it's really loud and I can't get anything done, but I'll save a few dimes. No, wrong thinking. Listen, I'm not telling you to waste your money. In fact, when I had that business conversation, I had a great business conversation in first class one time with a guy, and he said, we both upgraded, I'll be honest with you, but we both knew we could upgrade because it wasn't a full flight. And it was a flight from Phoenix to Toronto. And he looked at me and said, you know what? I usually don't fly up here on shorter flights because for every dollar that I spend, I have to earn $2 through my business. I'm wise with my money. And this was a guy who owned a gold mine, literally a gold mine. Like he was in the gold mining space, but he was smart with his money. But he also knew when to spend the money and when to not spend the money. So think about that, okay? Don't overspend, but make sure you're not stepping over dollars to pick up dimes. Number 8, never hire a friend or family member. Okay, it's going to cost you more money. So if a friend or family member, heaven forbid, the worst situation, they say they're going to do something for free. Oh, I'll build your website for free. I'll do this for free. I'll write your articles for free. I'll look over your resume for free. Oh, I've heard that before. Hey, did you get a chance to work on the website? I actually got busy. I got a new job, so I don't think I'll be able to finish it. You're halfway done and you've been working on this for 6 weeks and you said you were going to be done next week. Yeah, but I got this job. Oh my gosh. That has happened so many times. And so if your cousin, if your buddy says they can do your website or they can do that, or they can do your taxes or whatever it is, don't fall for that. Pay the professional rate. It'll save you time and money compared to the friend or family member who doesn't finish it at all. This almost always goes bad, always goes bad. So avoid that mistake in the future. Number 9, enjoy a monthly $1 million experience. Not literally $1 million, but a nice affluent experience. So if you want to understand, especially if you're selling to affluent customers, if you want to understand what they expect in service, in the delivery of product, then you need to know what it's like to eat well, to dine well, to travel well, to stay at nice hotels. You're going to enjoy this homework task, right? So each month I want you to go out and have an affluent experience. Take your partner out and have $300 dinners once a month. I know that sounds like a lot of money. It might be too much for you, but $200. If you've never had more than $50 dinner, go up to 100. Go up to 100. Okay? If you can, if you're like usually staying at the Marriott, go stay at the Four Seasons. If you stayed at a Four Seasons before, stay in a suite at the Four Seasons or Ritz-Carlton or Shangri-La or whatever it is. Man, and if you really want to go all out and you love cars, then rent a Porsche for a day or a half day. You know, spend the $500 or $700 and drive around and feel what it's like to have your dream car. Now, don't do that every day. You're going to run out of money, but do it once a month. Pick one thing and make an experience about it and put it on your social media and take a friend and enjoy and make it into a memory. But realize you also need to be studying how the other half lives. Because again, you cannot sell an affluent experience if you don't know what one is. And maybe, and this is not legal or accounting advice, but maybe you can actually find a way to justify this as a business expense. Maybe it's a business dinner and we're going to go to the greatest place. So listen, none of those actions should leave you broke, but they will leave you better and wiser and more understanding of how to live a rich life, okay? So you can do all these cool things. Maybe you take your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, or husband. Maybe you guys go every quarter on a weekend date night. Well, why don't you just upgrade it? Why don't you just do something so silly? Maybe go spend $300 on massages at the fanciest hotel. Do something like that, because that way you see what affluent customers expect. And now you're going to know how to deliver it, but also how to sell it too. And then finally, number 10, this is going to be fun as well. You really enjoy this one. Do a walkthrough of a seven-figure home or a seven-figure or eight-figure neighborhood. So if you live in a big enough city or if you visit a big city, look on the open houses. Oh, Saturday afternoon, they're doing an open house of a $9.3 million house. Let's dress up and go. Let's just dress up and walk through. Hey, let's go to Atlanta. We're going to go to Buckhead neighborhood or wherever is really, really nice there. Just walk around. Walk around, be in their presence. You don't have to buy anything. Just walk around the high-end malls down there in South Florida. Go to South Coast Plaza, one of my favorite places in Orange County, California. Walk through that mall. Walk through the stores. Check everything out. Maybe even try on some of the shoes. You might not be able to afford them, but you can try them on. If the salesperson's just sitting there doing nothing, give them something to do instead of checking their phone. So listen, imagine yourself living there, working there, buying these things, because you can have these things. It's like a real life vision board. It's an experience board. Go and experience these things. Say, I'm going to live in a house like this one day and go and add value to the world. Because when you have this vision for your life of the lifestyle that you want, you start living it. You're going to start attracting greater opportunity in your life because it all starts with your values and vision driving every decision. So there you go, my friend. There's some real fun homework in there. There's some, you're going to be pulling out your credit card and you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to spend this money. But you know what? Take notes of how you feel after. Do it wisely. Do everything wisely. Don't go overboard. And just realize what matters to you. You'll also identify and say, you know what, having these material objects is not worth it, but these experiences were amazing and I want to live like this. And I won't have to upgrade my home, but yeah, I will, spend a little extra money to get some friends together every month for an amazing dinner because it was worth every penny. So listen, I can't wait to hear what you do from this list, all right? And how it changes your mindset about selling and delivering quality and value to the world. Because don't look at a Ferrari or a really expensive leather jacket as like, can't believe people pay those prices. No, you understand that that's somebody's artwork. Some of these watches that are made, there's only like a dozen watches made and these people work on these for like a year or so. And that's why they sell for $90,000. But it's art. So understand that what you think might be overpaid or overpriced is artwork to somebody else. And you need to go and experience some of these things so that you can understand how people see greater value in your offerings than you might. If you're a nutrition coach, you might think, man, I can't believe anybody pays me for this. But to a person struggling to lose weight and has tried everything and you actually have the solution, what you have is priceless. It's not just knowledge that you have in your head. It's priceless material that's going to change your life. But you can only truly understand that when you spend a little bit of money on yourself. All right. So let's go back to number one. Number one from Warren Buffett, from Grant Cardone, is invest in yourself. They all said it. And so what you need to do is go to perfectliferetreat.com. You're going to come to that event. You're going to hear from me. You're going to hear from a guy named Martin Rooney who teaches corporations how to have more energy and leadership. Then you are going to network like crazy. You're going to have done for you network done by me. I'm going to introduce you to three people that you need to know that are also going to be in that audience. Then after lunch, we're going to hear from one of my best buddies, Jason Capital. This guy is going to show you how to make money through video, through copy, through persuasion. Then we're going to hear from this amazing woman, Carrie Schuhl. She is a real estate broker in Washington, D.C. She has 80 people on her team. They are selling the lights out of that town, and she is going to lift up your money mindset. Then that night, we are going to have round tables where you get to talk to all the experts. And then we're going to have some of my friends, some entrepreneurial stand-up comedy. That's right. I got a friend who wants to do a 30-minute set, and he does hour-long sets all the time. And then my MC for the day is going to do a warm-up set. And then the next day, if you're a real estate agent, you get to come to our bonus session with me and Sharon Srivatsa. And then to kick off the normal session, Sharon will go again. He was one of the key speakers and most popular speakers from last year. Then I'm going to deliver the Billionaire Matrix in a presentation. It's going to be super awesome. Then we will have another amazing networking lunch. After lunch, you're going to hear from my brother, Bedros Koulian, my sales coach, Xander Fryer, and then I'm going to wrap it all up with a day-by-day, step-by-step, reverse-engineered 30-day fast start blueprint to get you a 10x return on your investment, okay? So that's the power of going to the right events. And you're going to leave not just fired up and not just with a ton of notes, but you're going to know exactly what to do. And you might even have made more money being there than you spent to be there. Because I want to teach people how to make money now. And if you invest in yourself, all these other million-dollar lifestyle habits will come into play. And the next thing you know, you're out of your five-figure income and living the life of your dreams. So go to perfectliferetreat.com right now. Grab your 2-for-1 ticket at the lowest price before it goes up. And we will see you in San Diego on November 8th and 9th of 2019. Until then, my friend, go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and review, and let us know what you thought of the show. DM me at Real Craig Valentine on Instagram or go to support@earlytorise.com and send us an email. We'll talk to you soon.